You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In the menorah, it says that it has to be mikshah. Because mikshah means one piece. One piece. And then it says te'aseh. What does te'aseh mean? Te'aseh means that it has to be made. But te'aseh means automatically was made. As it says about observant of the Shabbat, the Sheshet Yamim Te'aseh Melacha. So from here we learn, if you keep Shabbat, the 6 days of the week, it will be automatically, will be done for you. Te'aseh means without any effort. So here we learn, the Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was having a hard time how to make the menorah, because it had to be one piece. So how could it be such a thing? So Rabbeinu Shalom said that just through the kikar zahav, the shemsh, the piece of gold, put it in the fire, and then I'll do the rest for you. So that's what happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom threw the piece of gold, and then the menorah came out. Right. So now, obviously your question here is, what's your question?
Why has to be like that?
Why? Why it has to take the place, you know, in such a way? And beside that, why out of all the vessels of the Mishkan, this is the only one that had to be one piece? And not only that, Moshe didn't know how to make it. And not only that, why Hashem tells Moshe something that he cannot make?
Lots and lots of questions.
So you have a lot of time today.
The whole week for this.
Whole life. So now here, as you asked, that the only vessel that gives the light is what? Is menorah. That's what we all have problem with, how to create light. We don't know how to create light.
Light.
So now here, the remedy is that you have to throw everything in the tanur, and then Ribbono Shel Olam will fix it for you. There is a unfortunate attitude that we like to drag the past with us. You know, people leave things in China cabinet. No, it's very interesting. Let's say somebody would tell you, I'm going to give you $1 million if you go to China today and bring me some important document back. $1 million. You go? You go?
No, nobody.
$1 million. Just bring a little box back with you. Of course you don't go. Who would go? $1 million, give me $5 million, I'm not gonna do. I'm not even not gonna get into a China airline. Forget about going to China. So now here, that's what the whole point here is, that unfortunately people, they drag and drag and drag things and put this, not in the China cabinet, in the China head. They have a cabinet and they store everything in their head. Why are you doing this? Put it in the tanur, burn it. Get rid of it! And see how the beautiful menorah is going to come out. Miksha, one piece, beautiful. It's going to give you light.
I can't do it.
I'm sorry?
I can't do it.
Well, you have a choice to stay in darkness or prefer to stay in the light. But if you're chacham, I won't suggest it. Because when you walk in the darkness, you're going to hurt yourself, you're going to fall down, you're going to hit your head to the wall. It's not a good thing. Light is a bracha. And we repeat it 3 times a day, every day, every day. Ki be'or panecha natata lanu Torah v'chaim. Ahava v'chesed, tzadaka v'chamim. You say every day, every day, every day. Ki be'or panecha. There was one time people would look for an outlet to turn on their electrical device. So then the battery came out. Now, no, you don't need, no, it's wireless, no battery, and it works with cellular. That's why we say every day, ki be'or panecha, Ribono shel Olam, your or gives me chayim. Natata lanu Torah, chayim, v'chesed. And that's what exactly you have to look for. Through all these unfortunate paths in the tanur, burn it. Amen. You should not store it. It's a waste of time. And it's going to drain you. Just clean it up, burn it, and you see the beautiful menorah is going to come out.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.